and I am once again with you.
When our love was new,
and each kiss an inspiration.
This is John McMullen welcoming you to another episode of John Mack's Radio Rants. What's been on my mind recently from some of the reading I've been doing is two people that I've known and I've interviewed over the years. One is a fellow named Bernie Hurwood, and I met Bernie on a writer's group that I used to belong to, a computer writer's luncheon group that we met monthly. And we actually got together and we developed an anthology called Digital Deli, that it was not only the group that we had that that used to eat together, Joe King and Stan Veed and Esther Dyson and Phil Elmer DeWitt and Steve Levy and many others, but we brought in people like Bill Gates and Mitch Kapoor and Henny Youngman and the mystery writer John McDonald and all sorts of other people to write this. Well, one of the people in that group was Bernie Hurwood, and Bernie was a very nice person. And I remember very early when he heard that Barbara McMullen, like John Le Carré, he got her the new hardcover of it before. Pre-publication date. And I always wondered, being the cynical New Yorker, what was his angle? What did he want? Well, he didn't want anything. He just wanted to put people together and to have them enjoy things. Well, he was a writer. He had to be because he was unemployable. His longest employment came as a writer when he was invited to participate in a television show that he thought it was going absolutely nowhere. The planned show was to have a comedian and a raconteur as the host, and he would share the spotlight with the monkey. And he thought that this would be a short-term job, but it turned out to be the Today Show with Dave Garraway and J. Fred Muggs that's been around forever. Well, he was on that until they made massive changes, and then he began to write about technology. And I interviewed him for a column that I did on, I profiled him as well as interviewing him, in the column that I did for Computer Living New York. And he also suggested that I interview a friend of his, Mary Higgins Clark, the mystery writer. And I didn't really speak to her until after Bernie suddenly passed away, and she gave one of the eulogies at a memorial service for it at the Gaslight down in the Village. And when I spoke to her, I was just so taken with her work ethic and her story. She had gone to a girls' Catholic high school in the Bronx. She'd written for the paper. Then she was an airline stewardess for a while. Then she married and had four children. And then her husband died. And she went back to work. She was writing radio scripts for things like the shows that produce things like The Green Grocer and a technology thing. And she came back to writing. She wrote a biography of to Martha Washington, just to prove that she could write. And then she wrote her first mystery, Where Are the Children? And she sold it for $3,500 for the hardcover rights. But then the paperback became one of the Sum of Beach books, and her career was launched. When she sold her second book, she took an apartment in Central Park South, and she enrolled at Fordham University downtown while she was writing, and she wound up with a summa cum laude degree in philosophy. Her work ethic was that she began work at 6:30 every morning when she wasn't traveling doing research, and she wrote until lunchtime. If if she had luncheon plans or she had researched in the afternoon, that was the end of her writing day. But if she didn't, she went back to writing after lunch. And she obviously did very, very well. In her autobiography about growing up in the Bronx, she mentioned the laugh that she got out of Irish wakes, where people would say things like, "I'm sorry for your troubles," and never mention that the trouble was the fellow in the casket. And she said that she and her husband got a big kick out of that. And then her husband came down with a terminal illness, and it was very depressing, not only to her and the husband, obviously, but also to the husband's mother, who had always wanted to die before the husband, as in the natural order of parents dying before children. But the husband died, and then the mother had a heart attack, and she died immediately thereafter. So Mary Higgins Clark had a double wake. And some fellow came up to her and told her, "I'm sorry for your double troubles." And she said she went hysterical laughing. Everyone in the audience had to think that she was bereft of her senses or hysterical due to the tragedy. That reminded me of some other expressions that I've heard that wigs like, "Doesn't he look wonderful?" Well, if he looked wonderful, he'd be up walking around. Or, "Doesn't he look like himself?" Well, who the hell else would he look like? One of the great wake scenes that I remember was in a movie where coincidentally, the family was named McMullen. And it starred Dustin Hoffman, Sean Connery, and Matthew Broderick as three generations of the family, who were all engaged at some time in burglaries and other unsavory acts. But it was extremely funny, and it showed police at the after wake, and it showed nuns at the wake, and it showed people selling hot suits in the back of the wake, and people having drinks out in the anteroom. It was what we think of as the typical Irish wake. Well, Mary Higgins Clark, Bernie Hurwood, The Today Show, they're all related in some way to the world that we grew up in, or that I grew up in an Irish Catholic Jewish neighborhood. And I enjoy going back to those days or to those books or to other things to take the sentimental journey.
Got my bag, I've got my reservation.